Digital Twin Economics: A Real-Time Cost Optimization for India's Industry 4.0 Transformation. Dr. Amit Kumar Nag, Professor, Finance, BSSS Institute of Advanced Studies, BSSSIS, Bhopal. Abstract. Digital Twin Technology, which involves the development of dynamic, virtual replicas of actual assets, systems, or processes, is transforming organizational cost management in the contemporary landscape. Through the integration of real-time sensor data, artificial intelligence, AI, and sophisticated analytics, digital twins provide exceptional insight into operations, facilitating predictive decision-making and proactive cost management. In India, where the adoption of Industry 4.0 is rapidly advancing through programs such as Make in India and Digital India, digital twin economics offers a strategic opportunity to evolve cost management from a retrospective function into a dynamic, proactive competence. This study examines digital twin economics, its significance for Indian business, sector-specific applications for operational efficiency, and the changing role of cost and management accountants, CMAs, in utilizing this disruptive technology. It also tackles adoption barriers and outlines strategies for incorporating digital twin-enabled cost management into the nation's manufacturing and service sectors for sustainable, competitive advancement. Introduction. India's industrial and economic landscape is undergoing a transformation that is both rapid and profound. Over the past decade, policy interventions such as Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat, and Digital India have encouraged industries to adopt advanced manufacturing techniques, accept automation, and invest in data-driven decision-making. These initiatives are not merely policy slogans, they represent a strategic national push to build resilient supply chains, improve productivity, and position India as a global manufacturing and service hub. In order to realize the vision, which is to become an economy worth $5 trillion, it will be necessary to simultaneously make progress in the areas of productivity, operational efficiency, cost competitiveness, and sustainability. The environment in which this transformation is taking place, on the other hand, is very different from the one that existed in the past. Supply chain disruptions, raw material price volatility, and environmental compliance pressures now coexist with conventional obstacles, including infrastructure constraints and skill gaps. Regardless of whether they are large conglomerates in Mumbai or MSMEs in Coimbatore, businesses must adjust to this ever-changing environment by abandoning cost management strategies that are solely reactive and historical. In India, traditional cost management systems often rely on data that is too far back in time, like monthly variance reports, reviews every 3 months, and post-facto reconciliations. These ways of doing things are still useful for long-term performance evaluation and financial reporting, but they aren't very good at giving us the speed and accuracy that modern competition needs. Today's markets are very competitive and linked to each other, so choices made in hours, not months, can mean the difference between making money and losing money. So, cost control is being rethought as real-time cost optimization, where streams of practical and financial data come together to let people make decisions based on simulations. At the heart of this paradigm shift is digital twin technology. By creating a dynamic, virtual replica of a physical process, machine, or even an entire factory, A digital twin allows businesses to simulate, monitor, and optimize operations before costly inefficiencies occur. Imagine a pharmaceutical plant in Bhopal that can virtually test production schedule changes, evaluate their impact on both compliance and energy costs, and identify the most cost-effective configuration before making a single real-world adjustment. The potential savings are enormous, not only in terms of rupees, but also in terms of time, resource utilization, and avoided production downtime. For Indian enterprises, ranging from micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, to large-scale corporations, the benefits are particularly compelling. MSMEs, which contribute nearly 30% of India's GDP, often operate on thin margins where even small cost inefficiencies can ruin competitiveness. Large corporations, meanwhile, face the complexity of managing multi-location operations, fluctuating input prices, and international compliance requirements. In both cases, the ability to virtually test scenarios, forecast cost implications, and identify waste sources can dramatically improve profitability while supporting India's broader sustainability and carbon reduction goals. Understanding digital twin economics. The concept of a digital twin refers to a continuously updated, high-fidelity virtual model of a physical object, system, or process. This model is not static, it evolves in real time, drawing from multiple streams of data including IoT sensors, production control systems, and enterprise resource planning, ERP, platforms. Artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML, algorithms then process this data to generate actionable insights, predictive models, and optimization suggestions, TAL, 2019. In simple terms, a digital twin is like having a living blueprint of your operations, one that responds instantly to changes in the real world. The value multiplies when this technology is applied specifically to cost management, a discipline now referred to as digital twin economics. Here, the emphasis is on leveraging the twin not just for operational monitoring, but for real-time cost control, scenario planning, and predictive budgeting. With digital twin economics, organizations can I monitor real-time operational costs, tracking variables like energy consumption, labor hours, and material usage on a minute-by-minute basis. 2. Predict cost fluctuations, using historical patterns and live market data to forecast changes in input costs, production overheads, and delivery expenses. 3. Optimize resource allocation, ensuring machinery, manpower, and materials are deployed in the most cost-efficient manner. 4. Simulate alternative scenarios, for example, testing the impact of a change in supplier, a modification in product design, or a shift to renewable energy sources before committing to costly physical changes. Consider the example of an automotive assembly plant in Pune. Earlier, optimizing assembly line efficiency would require physical trials, i.e., adjusting machinery, reassigning labor, or reconfiguring material flow, impacting each change in costing time and money. With a digital twin, the plant's managers can run hundreds of what-if simulations in a virtual environment, instantly seeing how each option affects energy usage, labor costs, production throughput, and defect rates. The most cost-effective solution can then be implemented in the real plant with confidence, eliminating expensive trial and error. Globally, Companies such as Siemens, General Electric, and Rolls-Royce are already using digital twins to drive operational efficiency and cut costs. In India, early adopters include Tata Motors, which uses digital twins for vehicle prototyping, JSW Steel, which applies them for blast furnace optimization, and NTPC, which is experimenting with plant efficiency monitoring. Yet, the potential is far from fully realized. Sectors such as pharmaceuticals, optimizing production compliance, textiles, reducing material waste, food processing, energy and logistics efficiency, and logistics, route and fleet optimization, stand to gain significantly from adopting digital twin economics. As costs of IoT sensors, cloud computing, and AI tools continue to fall, digital twin adoption in India is moving from an elite, large enterprise technology toward a scalable solution for MSMEs. This democratization of technology means that the benefits of predictive cost control and simulation-driven decision-making are no longer restricted to Fortune 500-level organizations, but they can now be leveraged by a precision tool manufacturer in Rajkot or a food packaging unit in Kerala. Digital twin economics is not just about technology. It is about reshaping cost management culture across the Indian industrial landscape. The Indian context, why now? Several factors make this the right moment for India to embrace digital twin economics. Industry 4.0 acceleration, automation, robotics, and data-driven manufacturing are gaining ground in India. However, without real-time cost understandings, these investments may not yield their full potential, PwC India, 2023. 2. MSME competitiveness. Micro, small, and medium enterprises contribute nearly 30% of India's GDP but face persistent challenges such as inefficient material usage, energy wastage, and unplanned downtime. Affordable, cloud-based digital twins can address these gaps, Ministry of MSME, 2024. 3. Volatile input costs. Commodities such as steel, coal, and crude oil are subject to sharp price swings. Digital twins can simulate procurement strategies and production schedules to minimize the cost impact, Deloitte, 2023. 4. Sustainability imperatives. India's Business Responsibility and Sustainability Reporting, BRSR, requirements mandate integrated financial and environmental reporting. Digital twins can track metrics like carbon cost per unit in real time, enabling compliance and competitive advantage, SEBI, 2022. VCMA skill transformation. Cost and management accountants are expected to provide forward-looking, data-driven insights. Digital twin tools empower CMAs to become strategic partners in organizational decision-making. Strategic applications in cost optimization. Twin economics, which integrates digital twins, virtual replicas of physical systems, and real-time economic modeling, can significantly enhance strategic cost optimization by enabling predictive maintenance cost control, unexpected machine breakdowns in industries like cement or steel can cost crores in lost production. Digital twins use sensor data to predict wear and tear, enabling just-in-time maintenance that reduces both repair costs and downtime, Siemens AG, 2022. 2. Material wastage reduction. In textile manufacturing, defects can cause significant scrap. A digital twin can simulate production runs to identify optimal machine settings, raw material combinations, and workflows to reduce wastage. 3. Energy efficiency and sustainability tracking. Energy expenses often represent 15-30% of operational costs in Indian manufacturing. Digital twins can monitor consumption patterns and suggest process modifications that lower both costs and greenhouse gas emissions, aligning with India's net zero by 2070 commitment, IEA, 2022. 4. Procurement and supply chain optimization. By modeling supplier lead times, transport costs, and inventory risks, digital twins can help Indian companies decide on the most cost-effective procurement and logistics strategies. This is particularly relevant given India's geographically dispersed supply chains. V. Service industry potential. Beyond manufacturing, hospitals can use digital twins to track medical equipment usage and predict replacement cycles, while IT service firms can apply them to optimize cloud infrastructure costs, Microsoft Azure, 2023. Role of CMAs in driving digital twin adoption. The CMA's role in a digital twin-enabled enterprise extends beyond accounting into strategic leadership. I predictive analysis, using real-time simulations to forecast cost drivers. 2. Causal-based budgeting, moving from incremental budgeting to models based on cause and effect relationships. 3. Cross-functional integration, collaborating with engineering, IT, and procurement teams to embed cost efficiency in all functions. 4. Investment evaluation, simulating the ROI of capital projects before execution. V. Advisory role, guiding MSMEs on low-cost digital twin solutions to improve competitiveness. CMAs, with their expertise in performance measurement, cost control, and strategic analysis, are uniquely positioned to champion digital twin economics in India. Challenges in the Indian adoption landscape. Despite the numerous advantages of digital twin economics, including its potential for real-time cost simulation, predictive analytics, and process optimization, significant challenges hinder its adoption in the Indian landscape, such as digital infrastructure gaps. Many enterprises lack reliable connectivity, IoT sensors, and cloud infrastructure essential for accurate digital twins. For MSMEs, this is worsened by limited access to high-speed internet in rural or semi-urban areas, where 70% of India's MSMEs operate, leading to incomplete data streams and unreliable models, Ministry of MSME, 2024. Corporates, while better equipped, face integration challenges with legacy systems across multi-site operations. Public-private partnerships could help bridge this gap, NITIAIG, 2021. 2. Cybersecurity risks. Continuous data flow between physical assets and digital systems increases vulnerability to cyber attacks, such as data breaches or ransomware. MSMEs often lack dedicated IT security teams, making them more susceptible, with over 15.9 lakh cybersecurity incidents reported in India in 2023. Disproportionately affecting smaller firms due to limited defenses. Corporates deal with larger-scale threats due to their extensive networks, requiring robust protocols like encryption and AI-driven threat detection to safeguard sensitive operational data. 3. Talent shortage. There is a scarcity of skilled professionals in AI, IoT, analytics, and simulation modeling. MSMEs struggle with attracting and retaining talent due to budget constraints, often relying on generalists rather than specialists, which delays adoption. Corporates face upskilling challenges for existing workforces, with a need for cross-functional training. 4. Initial investment concerns, upfront costs for sensors, software, and implementation remain a barrier, despite high ROI. MSMEs, operating on thin margins, average net profit of 5-10%, view these as prohibitive, with implementation costs ranging from INR 10 to 50 lakhs for basic setups, deterring a significant portion of small firms due to high relative onboarding expenses. Corporates contend with higher absolute costs, INR 1 to 10 crores, for enterprise-scale deployments but benefit from economies of scale. Subscription-based models, government incentives like PLI schemes, and low-interest loans could encourage adoption, particularly among MSMEs. A significant number of traditional enterprises, particularly within the MSME sector, show hesitance in transitioning from established cost control methodologies such as variance analysis and historical costing. The cultural barrier associated with the adoption of simulation-driven strategies hinders implementation. Large corporations may encounter difficulties in integrating digital twin systems with legacy ERP software, whereas MSMEs face challenges regarding integration between cost-effective off-the-shelf tools and their current operations. To tackle these challenges effectively, it is essential to adopt a collaborative approach involving government incentives, industry associations, and professional organizations like ICAI that provide policy support, financial subsidies, and specialized training. In the absence of coordinated efforts, the potential of digital twin economics may be confined to large corporations, thereby excluding MSMEs from India's Industry 4.0 advancement. The way forward. For India to harness digital twin economics, coordinated action is needed. I policy support, tax incentives for Industry 4.0 adoption, including digital twins. 2. Skill development, integration of digital twin and predictive analytics training into CMA curricula. 3. Ecosystem collaboration, partnerships between CMAs, tech providers, and government agencies. 4. Sustainability integration, using digital twins not only for cost control but also for ESG reporting and compliance. Conclusion. Digital twin economics has the potential to redefine cost management in India's Industry 4.0 journey. By enabling predictive cost control, reducing wastage, and enhancing sustainability, this technology can significantly boost competitiveness across manufacturing and services. For CMAs, this is an unprecedented opportunity to step into a strategic, cross-functional role from being scorekeepers of past performance to architects of future value. As India balances rapid industrialization with environmental responsibility, digital twin-driven cost management can be a foundation of sustainable growth and operational efficiency. Thank you.